Looting continues during overnight rioting in wake of Philadelphia police shooting armed black man. By Bob Price on October 27, 2020. Riots and looting broke out in Philadelphia in the wake of the shooting of an armed black man by two police officers on Monday. Police arrested nearly 40 people for looting, vandalism, and assaults on police officers, according to local media outlets and social media reports. Philadelphia police officers arrested nearly 40 people in connection with overnight looting and vandalism in the wake of two police officers shooting and killing a black man armed with a knife, Fox 29 Philadelphia reported. An ABC 6 News video shows people looting a Foot Locker store. Hashtag breaking, more than 30 people have been detained and at least 30 police officers have been injured overnight after tensions erupt in West Philadelphia following a fatal police-involved shooting on Monday. Posted by 6ABC Action News on Tuesday, October 27, 2020. Police arrested at least one person in connection to the Foot Locker looting, Cops in Philly reported. Journalist Ernest Owens tweeted a photo showing the aftermath of looting at a Rainbow clothing store. Hashtag West Philly, October 27, 2020. Pic.twitter.com/KY9AG. Ernest Owens, at Mr. Ernest Owens, October 27, 2020. Hashtag Philly looting, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Pic.twitter.com/9EBANQUAXK. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 27, 2020. Rioters attempt to break into a pharmacy in Philadelphia. Trying to bust into another pharmacy. Hashtag Philly Philadelphia Pennsylvania. Pic.twitter.com/TMZFDT1NMF. Kitty Shackelford, at Kitty Lists, October 27, 2020. NBC 10 Philadelphia reports multiple acts of vandalism that continued through the night. Reporter Randy Gyllenhaal said looters moved into multiple stores after police moved out of the area. Some of the stores looting during the overnight riots included several Rite Aid pharmacies, a beauty supply store, ATMs, and a check cashing store. Looted clothing could be seen discarded in the street. A night of rioting and looting in West Philadelphia after police shot a man who they say was armed with a knife. Damage and looting reported at pharmacies, liquor stores, and shops along 52nd St. at Philadelphia. Pic.twitter.com/x5a6dante. Randy Gyllenhaal, at Randy Gyllenhaal, October 27, 2020. 4:45 a.m. More looting in West Phila. Randy Gyllenhaal, at Randy Gyllenhaal, October 27, 2020. The unrest began after two officers shot and killed an armed black man. Walter Wallace Jr. Video shot by a witness shows Wallace chasing two police officers around a car and into the street. Officers ordered Wallace repeatedly to drop the knife. Wallace continued approaching the retreating officers with the knife extended toward the police. Multiple shots rang out and Wallace fell to the ground. A responding police officer loaded Wallace into a vehicle and drove him to the hospital. He later died from his wounds. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.